From StoryFlow Daily. Frank Finance Brief. Ford pivots batteries to data centers, Natera tops Illumina on MRD, and 30-min delivery becomes a real war. Welcome to StoryFlow Daily Finance. I'm Frank. The pivot that re-energized Ford stock this week. Per the Daily Upside, Ford formally launched Ford Energy, a subsidiary that repurposes the EV battery manufacturing infrastructure for utility-scale and industrial energy storage, with AI data centers specifically named as a target customer. The strategic read is simple. When your consumer EV business is decelerating, but your battery factories are sunk cost, point those factories at the segment where demand is structurally rising. GM and Stellantis are watching whether the model is replicable. Worth tracking Ford Energy's announced order book over the next 2 quarters. The data center buyer concentration risk is real, but so is the buyer demand cliff. The most underappreciated valuation in oncology, per the Daily Upside, Natera reached a market cap of $28.4 billion, comfortably above Illumina's $21.5 billion, despite Illumina's sequencing tech underpinning the entire MRD sector Natera dominates. Cathie Wood's ARC expanded its stake on the back of it, the MRD, measurable residual disease testing thesis. As immunotherapy and precision oncology mature, recurrence detection becomes standard of care monitoring, and Natera's market lead compounds. If you're long oncology infrastructure, the read-through is to look at the diagnostics layer, not just the therapeutic. The retail logistics escalation. Amazon launched Amazon Now, 30-minute delivery for fresh groceries and locally relevant items in select markets, and Walmart is scouting vacant storefronts for the same playbook, per the Daily Upside. 30 minutes or less is no longer pizza territory. The unit economics question is whether promotional pricing yields sustainable margin once subsidies roll off. The answer determines whether incumbent grocery retailers, Kroger, Albertsons, survive the next 24 months as freestanding brands. The consumer demographic story most advisors are mispricing. Per the Daily Upside, 46% of U.S. adults identify as single per Census Bureau, and a new Ameriprise survey finds 9 in 10 single adults report meaningful financial satisfaction. The implication for wealth management, the assumption that single clients need risk-averse retirement plans, is wrong. Singles in this survey report higher accomplishment metrics than partnered peers. Worth recalibrating segmentation models accordingly. And the warning that nobody wants to be the first to highlight, per the Daily Upside, the Social Security Trustees report, legally required by April 1st, is again late. Recent years have seen May, June, even August release dates. When it lands this year, it will show what it always shows, the trust fund on a collision course with reserve depletion. The political math doesn't change, the actuarial math does. Plan accordingly. That's your story. Flow Daily Finance. Sources in the notes. Frank out.